Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
This is a story about loss. But we didn't know it yet. We called it sacrifice. We told ourselves that if we gave enough, if we traded enough sleep, enough sanity, enough metal, we could keep the rest. We thought loss was the currency we paid to buy tomorrow.
Reactor output is steady at 98%. She's running hot, Anna, but she's stable. Just watch the heat sink on the left leg.
I always watch the heat sinks, Helia. You worry too much.
Someone has to. If you break it, I have to fix it.
I'm not gonna break it. And I'm coming back. I promise.
Let me tell you about the world before it burned. It was called Hyberia, a place of chrome and glass built on the back of a promise. That technology would save them. They had alliances with the southern nations who gave them the raw earth, the power. And in return, Hyberia gave them miracles, automation, sentinels that never slept. And at the center of it all stood two sisters, Anna Rossi, rank one pilot, the sharp edge of the spear, and Helia, the engineer. The hand that held the spear steady. They weren't soldiers, not really. They were believers. They wore matching silver rings on their right hands, a keepsake from a mother they barely remembered. And they looked at the massive stone archway standing in the center of their home, not with fear, but with a calculated resolve, because they had built a god. The Nova Fox, a standard chassis, but painted in the right colors of Sterling Manufacturing. It hummed with an arc light generator, a weapon designed to turn electricity into pure kinetic force. In the game of Home, you create these things, the pilot, the mech, the world, hoping that if you write enough detail down on the paper, it will somehow protect them when the dice start rolling. I looked at my character sheet, Anna Rossi, confident, skilled, ready. I looked at the map, the blockade, bristling with automated turrets and enemy barriers. I picked up the dice. Front one, the blockade. The rift opened, and the Night Hunter came through. The entrance to the rift wasn't a tear in the sky. It was an archway, a massive stone gate, ancient and undiscovered until the first invasion. I drew it in the center of the blockade map. A wound in the earth that refused to close. Out of that darkness came the Night Hunter. It was a hunter-class kaiju. Fast. Too fast. It moved like oil on water, slipping between the automated sentinels Hyberia had spent years perfecting. The preparation phase had gone well. I'd rolled high on the study the kaiju move, so we knew what was coming. We knew about its hypersenses, how it can hear a heartbeat from a mile away. Anna wasn't afraid. Why would she be? She was sitting inside 60 tons of Hyberian engineering. The fight began at the edge of the energy barriers. The Night Hunter lunged, a blur of shadow crashing against the plasma shields. I rolled for the first clash. The dice were kind. Hyberia's defenses held. The automated sentinels, those swarms of defense bots we prided ourselves on, filled the air with suppressor fire, forcing the beast into a kill box. But the Night Hunter adapted. It screamed, a sonic attack that rattled the Nova Fox's frame. The beast lunged for the cockpit. Anna didn't flinch. She had the data, her co-pilot system, that cutting-edge network that linked her mind to the machine. It all predicted the swipe before it happened.
Overloading arc light outputs, now.
She didn't try to punch it. She blinded it. The arc light generator released a concentrated bolt of pure lightning. It ripped through the Night Hunter's hide, overwhelming those hypersenses with blinding light and deafening force. The dice hit the table. Success. The massive creature staggered, shrieked one last time, and crashed into the defensive perimeter. It lay there, inert, a grim monument to our victory. The Nova Fox had taken a hit, a scratch on the paint, a bruised chassis, one health gone, but Hyberia? Hyberia was untouched. No smoke, no fire, no ruins.
Target town. Readings are zero. You did it, Anna. It worked.
I looked at the map. It was pristine. The locations I had drawn, Rio de Mora, Belmont City, the Perjosa factory, they were all safe. It felt easy. It felt untouchable. I thought because they had the technology, because they had the smart defenses and the advanced prototypes, they had tamed the rift. But they didn't know that the Night Hunter was just a scout. They didn't know that luck was about to run out. And they certainly didn't know that inside the rift, something else was waking up. Four years. That's how long the peace lasted. 4 years of rebuilding, of stockpiling. But the Hyberia that faced the second invasion wasn't the shiny utopia of before. Resources were bleeding dry. High-grade ether conductors, the veins of our machines, had vanished. Paradoxically, the scanners showed that the only place to find more was inside the rift itself. The children in the schools were taught the science of the kaiju. Light lessons, clinical. But at night, in the safety of their homes, they learned the truth. They heard the stories from scarred pilots and widows. Stories not of biology, but of monsters. Terrifying, awesome, and unstoppable. The scene cuts to the entrance of the rift. Anna and Hylia stood in the shadow of the Nova Fox. Hylia worked at Svalka Industries now. She knew every bolt in that machine. She knew what it could do. And she knew what it couldn't do. They stood there, fear warring with duty. Anna, already helmeted, looked down from the open cockpit. She forced a smile, a small nod.
For you. For Hyberia.
She closed the canopy, and as the Nova Fox stepped towards the darkness, Hylia didn't cheer. She put her head down, pressed her hands together, and whispered a silent prayer to a universe that had stopped listening. This is Front 2, The Rift. The environment was a nightmare. Spidering chasms carved by flowing ether. I rolled to study the kaiju. Failure. The Avalar command hub picked up a name. Trespasser. An alpha class. Primal. Flying. But the data was full of ghosts. We couldn't lock it down. I tried to gear up. I imagined Hylia back at Sterling Manufacturing, redlining the generator to compensate for the blind spots. Failure. Another Bane die was gained. the worst possible roll. Instead of a boost, the arc light generator emitted an angry, unstable orange hum. Warning lights flickered. Inconsistent power draw. The Hyberian engineering we trusted so much was buckling under the validity of the rift. The trespasser dived. It was a master of the air in a world of narrow bridges. Round one. Failure. The Nova Fox was hammered back, pushed toward the exit. Round two. Partial success. Anna traded blows. A bolt of orange lightning struck the beast, but its tail slammed into the mech's shoulder. That last bane die, that static, that interference, it was the villain. It jammed the frequency at the exact moment Anna had a kill shot. The Nova Fox had one health left. The trespasser struck again. Zero health. The Nova Fox was a wreck of smoky metal. The trespasser shrieked. A sound of victory, and flew past the fallen mech, straight for the archway, straight for home.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl. In a special Gertrude world, happy birthday, happy birthday! I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's snake eyes minus two, that's a zero.
Snake eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!
I marked the map. Pedrosa Factory, destroyed. Belmont City, destroyed. Rio de Mora, destroyed. Three locations, three populations, gone in an afternoon.
I couldn't.
Anna crawled from the wreckage. Her eyes had seen things no one should see. Hillier ran to her, shaking her, checking for life. But Anna couldn't speak. The pride was gone, and the flags were burning. Hyberia wasn't a nation of progress anymore. It was a nation of survivors, waiting for the end. Three years later. They call it the silence. Politics ended the day Rio de Mora burned. They hadn't heard from the Southern allies in 2 years. They operated under the assumption that Hyberia is the last light left in the dark. The air isn't just polluted, it's metaphysically toxic. Everyone now wears sleek, Hyberian-engineered masks that glow faintly blue, filtering out the rift spores. As a player, I sat at the table for front three and confronted the source. This is the heart of the rift, the origin point of the Kaiju invasion and everything they had faced so far. My pilot, Anna Rossi, was now rank three, a veteran of a lost war. They had built one last machine, the Lancer Hawk. It wasn't built because they wanted an upgrade. It was built because the Nova Fox, the pride of Hyberia, was a smoking crater back in the rift. They scavenged parts from the ruins of Pedrosa to build this suicide machine. It had proto-alloy armor and singularity missiles, weapons born of pure desperation. The scene is now at Nova Centauri. The sisters stand together one last time. They both know. The math is simple. The enemy is an Omega-class Kaiju with 7 health. The Lancer Hawk has 4. The odds are seemingly impossible. Anna and Helia don't say it, that this is likely the end. Instead, they press their foreheads together. They grip each other's hands, hard enough to bruise, until the silver rings on their fingers click together. They're crying a silent cry, grounding themselves in the only thing that isn't static.
Systems? Systems are green. Make a count, Anna. Go.
The Lancer Hawk dropped into the source. It wasn't a nest. It was a factory. An automated breeding program built by something ancient. The Kaiju weren't monsters. They were weapons being printed by a machine. And guarding it was the mighty matriarch. And she was terrifying. Sleek, white porcelain armor over black muscle, she was the chosen one, the perfect organism. As a player, I looked at my dice pool. I had 5 boon dice and 4 bane dice. It's time for round one. Failure. The matriarch moved faster than the sensors could track. She hijacked the singularity missiles, turning them harmless. The Lancer Hawk took a hit. Round two. Partial success. Anna fired again. The missile cracked the porcelain shell, exposing glowing red muscle. But the matriarch phased through the smoke and slammed a claw into the chassis. Sparks filled the cockpit. Round three. Partial success. Helia screamed over the comms to target the core. Anna obeyed. A point-blank volley. The explosion was blinding, but when the smoke cleared, the matriarch was still standing. She crushed the Lancer Hawk's left leg. Blood floated in the zero gravity of the cockpit. I looked at the health track. The matriarch Kaiju had 3 health left. The Lancer Hawk had 0. And it was over. Winning was impossible. But Anna Rossi didn't come here to win. She came here to end it, or at least try to. I triggered the final move. Detonate core. Anna looked at the photo of her sister on the console. She gripped the silver ring on her finger. She screamed it over the roar of the reactor, drowning out the alarms. She screamed, "I love you." Sending those 3 words out into the dark, desperate for Helia to hear them before the signal died forever. Hyberia is gone. The matriarch crossed the dark horizon, breached the blockade, and finished what the invasion started. Time passed. 4 years, to be exact. Status? Extinction. The wind is the only thing that moves in Hyberia now. It has been 4 years since the sky broke, but the smell hasn't quite faded. Hangs heavy and low. A sharp, acrid mix of wet ash, rusted alloy, and the ozone tang of burned-out processors. The great spires of Sterling Manufacturing and the domes of Nova Centauri are gone, reduced to jagged teeth of rebar and concrete jutting from the blackened earth. Between the mounds of rubble bleached white by the indifferent sun, by the scattered bones of a people who believed they could hold back the tide. Tattered flags, once bright with the colors of the coalition, whip frantically in the updraft, snapping against the silence. They signal to no one. But the matriarch did not stay to rule this graveyard. She did not build a nest in the ruins of the Avalar hub. She simply unmade Hyberia, wiping it from the face of the world with efficient, cruel precision, and moved on to find something else to break. There are no ghosts here, no resistance, and no hope. Just the wind whistling through the empty ribcage of a dead nation. And now we drift over the ruins, down to a crater where a piece of the Lancerhawk fell from the sky. We see a severed metal hand, half buried in the dirt. And caught on one of the twisted fingers, a small silver ring.
This is a story about loss.